foods and exclusive spirits. More on legrandepicerie.lu.
It's 7 p.m.
And here is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. Good evening, I'm John Baker. A UBS report finds global wealth surged in 2025, adding nearly 1 million new millionaires. Luxembourg has around 85,000, about 12% of its population. Among adults, nearly 1 in 6 are millionaires, the highest global proportion, highlighting strong wealth concentration despite the country's relatively small size. The continued expansion of Findlay Airport was discussed at RTL this morning, with CEO Alexander Vlasak reporting that a new record number of passengers is expected this year, around 5.7 million. The figures have doubled over the past 10 years and are projected to double again to more than 10 million by 2050. New figures from the Luxembourg Regulatory Institute show that domestic renewables now account for more than a quarter of the electricity consumed in the country, while photovoltaics overtook wind for the first time in 2025. In other news, the US Supreme Court has rejected Donald Trump's attempt to restrict birthright citizenship, ruling 6-3 that the Constitution guarantees citizenship to nearly everyone born in the country. The decision blocks his immigration policy and affirms the long-standing interpretation of the 14th Amendment. Four employees of Spiro, Africa's leading electric motorbike firm, have accused company managers in Uganda of severely beating them as punishment for poor performance. The four say they were summoned to Spiro's offices in the capital, Kampala, on June the 8th, where a group of senior managers began beating, thrashing and whipping them. Outgoing UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced a record defence plan worth nearly £300 billion over 4 years, including £15 billion extra spending. The strategy focuses on modernising forces and investing in drones amid rising global threats, though critics say the funding increase remains insufficient. Sports, and Serena Williams will return to singles tennis for the first time in 4 years when the American legend steps onto centre court at Wimbledon today, while Iga Swiatek survived a scare to start her Wimbledon title defence with a 6-1, 2-6, 6-3 win over American world number 79 Taylor Townsend. Former French greats Bordeaux have announced today they have been relegated to the fifth tier by the sports financial watchdog. The fourth division club, who won the last of their six Ligue 1 crowns in 2009, and their owner Gerard Lopez failed to fill a hole worth €9 million. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head over to rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and it has been a pleasant and cool day with some clouds around during the afternoon. The current temperature is still around 27 degrees and this will gradually fall to around 16 overnight. Tomorrow's going to be bright from the start and some clouds will move across during the afternoon, but it should stay dry and we can expect another top temperature of around 26 Celsius.
RTL Today traffic info.
At 7:03, after a busy day on Burgish Roads, things are slowly calming down. On the A3 between Livange and Zuftchen, you'll still be delayed by roughly 10 minutes or so. Another 10-minute situation on the A4 between Sessange and Pompierre. And on the N3 between Schlamest and Frisange, you're not going to believe this, John, 10 minutes more or less. Three speed checks that were active this afternoon and evening in Ellerange on the Rue de Mondacange, in Foylen on the N15, that's the Route de Pastogne, and in Luxembourg City on the Rue des Aubépines. Now, for everything else, and as always, just to stay up to date, check out today.rtl.lu/mobility. Isn't that right, John?
It is. Of course.
Good night, folks. See you tomorrow between 3 and 7pm. We'll catch you back here live on air. And it's a good night from us.
Good night, everyone.
You're listening to an hour of power, non-stop music on RTL Today Radio. The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Don't gotta see my name on the boulevard.
such a big deal.